Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another edition. Why not?
You're here. You must know what you're here for.
Yes, I'm here for the wacky, warped, and weird we know as Cheese, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're right. This is indeed Cheese, Please.
Hey, it's amazing how we show up every darn time. Every
and
week?
Suddenly it's Cheese, Please.
Here in the van with the plan to bring you cheese every week. Yes, we drive around in a van. Can't you hear the noise in the background? All the important electronic gear, the sound of the van as it drives up and down the highway. And no one's driving it.
Somebody's driving it.
No one's driving it.
It drives itself.
Yes, it's the magical van. We used to call it Kit until Universal Studios tried to sue us.
And then we tried calling it Cat, but that just didn't quite have the same ring to it.
So, with that in mind, we just call it The Van. How's that?
The home of Cheese, Please.
And we're going to learn from the man from Uncle on the show this week. You know, how many times we have played this man's instrumental songs that he basically conducts?
And never once realized he might actually also sing?
He actually sort of sang. I can't really call it singing. It's sort of the William Shatner philosophy of singing. Is that fair to say?
I could go with that.
Also, hey, we're going to play some other stuff, including, hey, I pay the fool doesn't listen to this show this week. What?
That's a good hint. I like that.
But we're starting off with Papa Jones and his Kentucky Brass with the Birthday Cake Walk shortly, but we're starting off with the Street Parade right here on
your weekly dose of Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back.
is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Baby, there's some music for Austin Powers.
Indeed.
Don't you think? Papa Joe's in his Kentucky Brass that sounds like he recorded somewhere in England in the 1960s with Birthday Cake Walk. And we started off with a street parade that really, really had a Austin Powers movie feel towards it, didn't it?
Both of them have that kind of poppy sound.
Daffodil, can you find Mini-Me under your chair there?
What?
Well, I saw Austin Powers. You never know. There may be a mini-me hiding, a mini-snarf dude under the chair, just like in the Austin Powers movie.
I just had like a shiver and chill run right up my back when you even suggested there might be a mini-you roaming around somewhere.
Well, I remember Austin Powers. That bad guy actually had a mini-me.
There is no mini-you. Oh. I made a voodoo doll and stuck pins in it, and that didn't work. So there's no mini you.
What are you talking about? You made a voodoo doll of me and stuck pins in it? Why?
Out of an old sock.
One of my worn socks, right?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was trying to make you pick up your socks.
So you made a voodoo doll out of one of my old socks and put pins in it, and that didn't work, and I don't know what to say.
I was trying to voodoo you.
That's not very nice.
Nobody said I had to be nice.
Oh, no. You just have to do the show every week here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this indeed is the show, Cheese Please.
And also, we have this coming up.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Special profile on David McCallum.
David McCallum sings.
Yes, the man from Uncle. One of a couple men from Uncle. The other guy you see, Robert Vaughn, every so often shilling for lawyers on television with those lawyer ads. But this guy was actually in CSI a fair recently and some other stuff I don't know about. I remember you mentioned it not too long ago, Daffodil.
That I saw him on TV?
Yes.
And then said, isn't that the guy that can't sing?
Yes.
Yes, I did, but I have no recollection now of what I saw him in.
We were watching it at the truck stop on the McMonitor.
Yeah, that might be true.
Okay, we're going to play some songs that he sings a la William Shatner. We have communication coming up shortly, but we're starting off with My Carousel, where she really, I'll just play it.
Mangles?
Yeah. Right here on...
David McCallum Mangling Cheese, please.
Sit on a memory, cling to a dream as it twirls you around. Faces go past in a wave of self-pity. My friend, you'll forget it up here, off the ground. Up here, off the ground. You can't see a thing when you're standing down there, and you feel you're the smallest in all of the crowd. Faces are crying, they've given up trying because they believe everything sung to the crowd, that it's sung to the crowd. What can it do? Climb up here and you'll see, there's nobody up here with the rumors they tell. Everyone knows what they'll find round the corner, and that's all they need upon my carousel. Upon my carousel. My carousel. My carousel.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
With no time to spare as a man rowing upon a shoreless lake, never slowing the pace but never spying land. I am as most people, I suppose, lost, not knowing why. But I need to know.
We need your love the whole day through. We need your love the whole night through. But how do we get through to you? Help us to stop, stop.
I know. I'll go and see what men have done before me in the past. In case there's one who wrote or drew or painted, perhaps in fun, a moment of his life that gave him pause. Who knows? The answer may lie in the heat of the sun.
I saw him with Marlene at the movie.
I saw him with Pat at the store. A blonde. I'm a blonde. Can I get a date with him? Do you really think I could?
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
I must find myself before it's too late. In life or death, in love or hate, in peace and war, or through the gate of hell, if that's the way to seek my fate. And then, and only then, could you get through to me. And then, if all is well, we'd make a date. But not now, you see, I really have to go. So would you girls mind stepping off my motorcycle?
Keith, please, with David McCallum, I don't know what to say about that one.
I'm speechless.
I don't know what to say.
Sorry. Apologize to the listener.
I'm sorry to subject you to that. Part of me is saying, one minute he's sort of acting like the Austin Powers thing. Now he's getting all snooty and drives off away from the girls. I mean, so much for communication.
He's not getting what the girls are trying to communicate.
Apparently not. However, on the previous song, like Carousel, he's doing a little LSD, don't you think, Daffodil? Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. A la William Shatner.
There's a certain amount of Shatner-type delivery in
there.
Just
a little bit of Shatner-esque delivery. So those are the two songs we found so far that David McCallum actually sing on.
Or spoke on.
Sung on or whatever. I think it's fair to say we should go back to the instrumentals that David McCallum has actually recorded by directing.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye!
Contrary-minded? The motion is carried.
Here we go. And speaking of motions and other things, let's get to this.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
Okay,
that was deja vu all over again.
Just a little bit, but this is the celebrity slip-up. The previous one was a special profile.
Which we played the celebrity slip-up for.
I paid a fool who doesn't like this show this week.
That's not bad.
Thank you. Some great lessons from Mr. T. Back in 1980-something. The quality isn't great on this, but this is kind of cool nevertheless.
All right.
Treat your mother right.
All right.
On?
Cheese, please.
12? You couldn't be more than 5.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
so... Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. And if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Thank you. treat her right. Mother, I always love her. My mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
I feel like firing off a gun, but making sure that no one gets killed. That's the important part. That's the important part. No one ever gets
killed.
Firing
many, many bullets, and no one really ever gets hurt.
Yeah, that's the whole fun thing about the A-Team.
They were lousy shots.
I know, but they were so good at making nothing or something out of nothing. I couldn't figure out why they have welding tools out of nowhere. It's just weird.
They have a van like ours.
Yeah, well, a very big van. And like I say, the theme from the 18 Mike Post, I thought it would be appropriate to play that after the celebrity slip-up, the true celebrity slip-up this week, the deja vu version, with Mr. T. Thank you.
He's not a tree, he's
no,
a
T. Just kicking. And treat your mother right. He did a lot of stuff back then. He had his own cartoon, breakfast cereal. What else?
Toys.
Oh, yeah. And I think it was the 90s.
Lunchbox.
He had a syndicated TV show about Mr. TNT or some darn thing where they exploded every week. It was made of dynamite or something.
I have no idea.
I just remember that. It was on.
You remember strange things.
I know. Is that a bad thing, Daffodil?
Sometimes. So what's next?
Why is it a bad thing?
It's not. What's next?
Okay, it's time to open the glove compartment.
Open the glove compartment. Okay. Don't yell.
Well, what am I supposed to do if I don't yell?
I don't know, cough or giggle or something.
Cough is not very polite. Hey, Me giggle?
Yeah, why don't you giggle when you open the Gouda?
Okay. Don't try this at home. You may be embarrassed if you do. Here we go. What's that like?
That was good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. We're talking about Super Streaker, going back to the 70s when streaking was a big deal. And Mr. Gordon's actually in here to tell us about it. We can't say his first name because it's not appropriate.
Yes, Mr. Gordon was the title character in a parody.
Yes, okay.
Erotic film.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say. Until next week.
Based on Flash.
Okay, fine.
Based on Flash.
Okay, the time's
Flash
up. The time's up.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please. We are your hosts, Snurf Dude and Daffodil. Come back again next week for more cheesiness.
Bye.
In the quiet darkness of night, a shadowy figure slinks unnoticed across the campus of a large, respected metropolitan university. Who knows what lurks in the mind of this creature? A smile engulfs its face as the first shades of dawn begin to appear, for it knows that soon thousands of unsuspecting eyes will grace its frame. It's Super Streaker!
Going round and it's sweeping the nation.
Super Streaker.
It shows up everywhere at once without an invitation.
Super Streaker.
It has a red ski mask, a pair of green tennis shoes.
Super Streaker.
I'm letting it all hang out and I'm making the news. Streaking across the campus, here comes Super now. It's a new hero, it's a new leader.
Any comfortable place to carry my pencil. Look, up in the tree, it's a sugar-cured ham.
No, it's Super Streaker!
What creeps at night and it's all covered with skin?
It's Super Streaker!
Hey, look at that cute little mole.
My Super Streaker, what rosy cheeks you have.
The better to streak you in, my dear.
China's gonna run nude across Russia tomorrow night.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.